Now here is Tim to introduce our last group of stories from the evening news.
Our final group of stories covers varied topics: Norwich Trees, Hay Hill, jobs and strike. Trees on the avenues will have to be cut down due to fungal attack, while residents on Walpole Gardens oppose plans to chop down trees there. There's been an increase in the number of police call-outs around Hay Hill. Jobs are at risk in Chantry Place and Castle Quarter as shops close. And fans of the BBC TV series Strike, including this week's editor, will be interested to learn that the next series is being filmed in Norfolk and even in Norwich. At last, some good news for 2026. But first, Jane will talk about trees.
Trees in a residential street will need to be chopped down because an attack by fungus means they are a danger to safety. Norfolk County Council's Highways Tree Officer, who keeps tabs on the health of trees alongside roads, has spotted decay fungus inset around the trunks of two red oak trees in the avenues in Norwich. The fungus can cause the wood to decay and make the tree weaker, and experts say it is an unacceptable level around those trees. Officers at County Hall said that is likely to increase the risk of the trees and their branches falling down in the future. They have considered pollarding, the removal of the upper branches of the trees to limit their growth, but have ruled it out. Officers said trees of this species and this level of maturity are not likely to respond well to being pollarded, and it is likely that this will result in the trees dying. Norfolk County Council regrets that tree felling is necessary but has a statutory duty to ensure the highway remains safe and accessible for all users. The council says that it will replant four new trees at other locations along the avenues.
Neighbours are battling to stop council bosses from chopping down four trees outside their homes as part of a project to repair cracked footpaths. Norfolk County Council says it needs to fell the four sweet gum trees in Walpole Gardens off Chapel Field Road in Norwich because their roots are damaging paths. But families living there are imploring officers at Conservative-run County Hall to find a way to carry out maintenance of the paths without having to cut down the trees. They agree the path needs to be level and safe, especially for people using buggies, wheelchairs, mobility aids, or who feel unsteady on their feet. But they're concerned that felling mature trees is being treated as the only option which the authority is consulting on. Neighbours met up at the weekend to talk about the issue and to suggest alternatives which would make the path safer without the loss of the trees. The council said the final cost of the scheme will be confirmed following consultation, with work due to start next month.
A busy city centre shopping spot has had a spike in police call-outs following its reopening after a multi-million pound facelift. And officers are so concerned about the level of crime taking place at Hay Hill, they have upped patrols in the area. A Freedom of Information request submitted by this newspaper found that police were called out to the square 386 times in 2025, the most in the last 7 years. Hay Hill reopened in 2024 after Norwich City Council spent £3.2 million revamping the site. Police are now looking to stamp down on crime in the square. Part of its Op Focus campaign, which was launched last year, Hay Hill has been identified as one of the 6 crime hotspots in the city where police will increase patrols. Other areas part of the initiative are Exchange Street, St Andrews and St Benedict's, which all come under Norwich Centre. As well as Norwich Market, Chantry Place, Jenny Lind Park, Prince of Wales Road and Riverside. Superintendent Sutherland Lane, who is leading Op Focus for the coming year, said, "Targeting hotspot patrols are key to disrupting and preventing crime."
Thousands of jobs are at risk after 2 major high street retailers with stores across Norfolk collapsed into administration. Claire's Accessories and the Original Factory Shop are being put into administration after their owner said last-ditch measures to save the companies had fallen through, putting about 2,500 UK staff at risk of redundancy. Claire's has 2 remaining stores in Norwich's Chantry Place and Castle Quarter shopping centres, with its locations in Great Yarmouth and King's Lynn closing late last year as part of a restructuring. The Original Factory Shop has stores in Attleborough, Cromer, Dereham, Galston, Harleston, Stalham, Wotton and Wyndham, as well as another in Bungay. The 2 retailers had already undergone restructuring and were bought by investment firm Modella Capital last year. In a statement, a spokesman for Modella Capital said it had made the tough decision to kick-start insolvency proceedings for the businesses. "We've worked intensively in an effort to save both businesses, having made last-ditch attempts to rescue them, but neither has a realistic possibility of trading profitably again," it said. "And in these circumstances, administration is the only option." It means 1,355 employees in the UK and Ireland at 154 Claire's shops will be put at risk, as well as 1,220 staff across 140 of the Original Factory Shop stores.
A hit BBC series that follows a private detective and his partner is currently being filmed in Norfolk. Trailers and film crews have arrived in Cromer to film the latest series of Strike. Strike, The Running Grave, is due to be broadcast on the BBC later this year and will be the 7th series based on the novels written by J.K. Rowling under the pseudonym Robert Galbraith. It tells the story of Cormor and Strike and Robin Ellicott as they solve dark criminal cases. The original book features several locations in Norfolk, including Aylmerton, Cromer, Garverston and Norwich. Tom Burke, who plays Cormor and Strike, and Holiday Granger, who plays Robin Ellicott, are returning for the new instalment. If you spotted film crews, cameras or the odd street looking a little different than usual, you're not imagining it. Little Gems Crystal Shop in Mount Street said in a Facebook post, "Scenes for Strike are being filmed right here in Cromer."